It's Friday night. It's the preview show. It's the No Nay Never podcast.
Hello and welcome to the preview show from the No Nay Never podcast. This week, it's me, producer Matt, stepping in for Natalie, who has been unfortunately detained at work on many an evening this week. I think she's busier than an EU translator this week. So, but as always, we have our ever reliable and ever well organized Statman Dave, who joins us. Dave, hello.
Great to be back. Thanks, Matt, and it's good to have you back on the podcast.
Yes, I've not been on since the opening weekend, but we've got so many panelists this year that we always have enough to cover the main show, and you look after this show so well. It feels like ages though with the international break since we've done anything podcasty.
It does, yeah. It's been a little, seems like a long time with the break. Obviously, Dwight McNeil getting his under 21 competitive first start and got an assist in that game, so that was good. And one or two other internationals elsewhere, but it'd be good to get back to the proper football on Saturday.
Absolutely. And this week is Leicester City away, 3 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. But before we get to that match, we need to rewind a couple of weeks. And on the last preview show, Dave posed a quiz question.
Well, we did, but there was a little bit of an interesting one with this. The editing, as you well know, gives the pretense of our podcast being absolutely totally seamless, but we can let the listener in a little secret here. Last time for our section with Matt Jones from the Blue Room podcast, we recorded that after the main part of the Everton preview show. So when the 2009 Burnley Everton match, which happened to be the same match as the subject of our quiz question, came up in the discussion, Natalie had to cleverly throw in a red herring so as not to reveal the name of the goal scorer for our quiz.
She did, very cleverly done there. And the question was, back in August 2009, Burnley welcomed Everton to Turf Moor for a competitive match for the first time in 33 years. Brian Jensen saved a Louis Saha spot kick, his second penalty save in consecutive home matches, but which player scored the winning goal to give Burnley a 1-0 victory that day? Dave, put everybody out of their misery.
Yeah, the answer, of course, was not Martin Patterson, which was Natalie's little red herring, but Wade Elliott obviously scored the winning goal in the playoff final to get us to the Premier League. And then he scored the goal against Everton to give us the 1-0 victory in that match. So well done, everyone, who knew the correct answer to that question.
Indeed. And we had a few correct answers this week. On Twitter, we had correct answers from John Robertson, who goes under the Twitter handle of Claret Crumpet. Graham Jennings, who is the real GJJ, and we also had a Twitter DM from Rob Thomas. So congratulations to all them, and we'll have another question for you at the end of this show.
Opposition stats.
So without further ado now that that's wrapped up, let's move on and have a look at Leicester City.
Yeah, so in terms of Leicester City, they began life as Leicester Foss in 1884. They joined the Football League 10 years later in 1894. And in 1919, they changed their name to Leicester City.
Indeed, very good. And speaking of names, what nicknames have they had over the years?
Well, most football fans now refer to them as the Foxes, and the image of a fox was introduced to their crest as long ago as 1948. But going further back, some newspaper articles have referred to them as the Filberts, and prior to that, the nickname the Fossils was also used.
Interesting. Obviously, one of those nicknames refers to one of their grounds, so just give us a recap on where they've played over the years.
Yeah, they played their home games at Filbert Street, which was the name of the ground they played at between 1891 and 2002, but Leicester City moved into a brand new home for the start of the 2002-03 season. Located on Filbert Way, which is a nod to the name of their previous home, the ground was initially known as the Walker Stadium for sponsorship purposes, but later became known as the King Power Stadium in 2011. It's got a current capacity of just over 32,000, and Burnley's initial allocation for this weekend's match was reported as 1,287 tickets.
Indeed, they've got one of those shiny brand new stadiums that seem to be springing up all over the country. But anyway, back to Leicester themselves. Who's their all-time goal scorer? Who tops their charts?
A man called Arthur Chandler. He scored 273 goals in 419 matches for Leicester City. That's going back quite a way, though. That's between 1923 and 1935. He's their all-time highest goal scorer. And looking at matches against Burnley, four different Leicester players have scored five times in matches against Burnley. The most recent of those is someone we'll... probably remember, David Nugent, who, as well as being an ex-Claret, also had a knack of scoring against Burnley for other clubs as well.
He did indeed, he did. What's the heaviest Burnley defeat that they've suffered there?
Yeah, going back through the records for that one, on Boxing Day 1927, Leicester City registered a 5-0 win, and that was at Filbert Street. And that's the only time that Burnley have lost by five goals on their travels to Leicester.
Very good. And then on the other side of that, the biggest Burnley win down there?
Yeah, we've had two wins at Leicester by a margin of four goals. In January 1921, Burnley won 7-3. In an FA Cup first round tie, and then a little bit more recently than that, but still going back quite a few years, in September 1961, goals from Gordon Harris, two each from John Connolly and Jimmy Robson, and another from Ray Poynter, helped the Clarets to a 6-2 win, and that was in a First Division encounter.
Excellent, excellent. Now, it's been a while since we've won down there. When was our last win there, Dave?
Yeah, we have had a little bit of a poor run. We haven't won on any of our last eight visits to Leicester, and we've had four draws and four defeats since a 1-0 win in November 2007. That, you may remember, was Steve Davis's one and only match as caretaker manager, which was just after the departure of Steve Cottrell. Going back a little bit further, for Burnley's last top flight win at Leicester, we've got to go all the way back to October 1968, and in that match, both captains, Leicester's Alan Clark and Burnley's Colin Waldron, were both sent off after a clash in the first half. Burnley went on to win the match 2-0. Frank Casper scored a penalty just before half-time, and then John Murray scored just after the break a second goal to give Burnley a 2-0 win. So that's over 50 years now, isn't it, for Burnley's last top flight win at Leicester.
It is. It'd be nice to kind of reset the clock on that one on Saturday. Just remind us what happened last season when we were down there, Dave.
Yeah, last season's visit to Leicester, that was in November, was a rather sombre occasion. It was the Foxes' first home match after the helicopter crash, which claimed the lives of their owner, two other members of staff and the two pilots. And it was perhaps one of those occasions when the result was secondary, although a goalless draw was the outcome. That's, as I say, just under 12 months ago, November 2018.
Yeah, I remember that. I think myself and you did the podcast following that, and it was a difficult one to surmise with not much action, and but apart from the tributes being paid. And I think, in fact, there's a walk taking place before the match this weekend in memory of the chairman. I assume it's probably the closest home game to the anniversary.
Yeah, they did one last year and they're doing another one again this year. It just happens that Burnley were the team for that one as well. So I think they're encouraging fans and Burnley fans as well to join in on that.
Yeah, it'd be another emotional day. Since we were down there last season, Leicester have changed their manager. Tell us who's in charge now.
They have. They've now got Brendan Rodgers in charge. He left Celtic earlier this year in February to take over at Leicester City. He was born in Northern Ireland in 1973, so he's now 46 years of age. And he's also managed Watford, Reading, Swansea City and Liverpool. Sean Dyche was the academy coach at Watford during Brendan Rodgers' time at Vicarage Road.
Interesting indeed. So
I think,
yes, it all links together, doesn't it? Burnley's overall record then, their head-to-heads again down at Leicester.
Yeah, so again, we're looking at just away matches for this. We've played Leicester away 56 times. We've won 15, drawn 18 and lost 23. And when we look at it just for top flight away matches, because quite a lot of them have been, either cup matches or in lower leagues. So for top flight away matches at Leicester, it's played 25, won 6, drawn 8 and lost 11.
So again, it'd be nice to try and balance that out of it. If we can get another win on Saturday, bring that up to 7 top flight wins, it'd be great. So just let us know who's played for both teams. And you've already mentioned one, I think, but who else has played for for the Foxes?
Yeah, quite a few. We'll just give a selection of them here, of players who've represented Burnley and Leicester since the Second World War. Going back through time, Andy Lockhead, Neil Grewcock, Winston White, Frank Sinclair, David Nugent, as you say, who we've already mentioned, Joey Goodjohnson, Danny Coyne and Adiaki Mbaye. And from our current squad, Ben Mee and Chris Ward have also had spells at Leicester City.
Very good, very good. And finally, just to wrap up the details for the weekend, who's going to be the man in the middle, who's refereeing us on Saturday?
Yeah, I tweeted this out earlier in the week on Monday when it was announced, and it wasn't particularly popular looking at the replies. Although, having said that, the man who's in charge did send off Jamie Vardy in a Leicester match a couple of years ago, so I don't think he's too popular down there either. It's John Moss. He's going to be taking charge on Saturday afternoon, and he'll be helped by the video assistant referee, Andy Madley, who's back in the Stockley Park studio.
Very good indeed.
Statman Dave's Stat of the Week.
Now then, we have got, obviously, much many more stats in your stat books. But what have you got for our miscellaneous Stat of the Week this week, Dave?
Yeah, an interesting one. This, we talked about Leicester's new ground, which was Walker's Stadium, as it was known when it was first opened. Burnley made their first visit there in 2002, not long after it had opened, and between then and 2007. In five visits, the Clarets kept clean sheets in all five games. We came away with 4-1-0 wins and a 0-0 draw, which was a remarkable record for away matches. But we've paid for it since then, as we said, with the eight games after that and not having a win at all. So these things do balance themselves out. We're looking, as you say, to try and redress the balance a bit and trying to get a positive result, get a win on Saturday.
Brilliant. That's very, very nice little stat for us there. Now, normally at this point in the podcast, we would go over and talk to an opposition fan, but unfortunately this week, work commitments on both sides from the Leicester podcast and from ourselves have meant that that's just not been possible. So we'll have to move on from that section, and we'll move on to our thoughts on the match and how we see it going. Sean Dyche gave a bit of an injury update today, Dave, didn't he? And talked about Goodmundson being out for quite a few weeks with the injury that he picked up with Iceland. And I think it's touch and go whether Jack Cork will be ready for Saturday. So the midfield might have a bit of a different look to it this week as they line up. How do you see it lining up, and how do you see the match going? Because Leicester have been pretty strong this season, I think it's fair to say.
Yeah, it'll be a tough match, I think. It's, always a tough match going down there, but they're on quite a good run. I think you mentioned about the player injuries. I think Ashley Barnes has been mentioned as another doubt for Saturday as well.
It might be
a case of having to make one or two changes in the team and rely on the players who were second string. But I think we've got now, the setup is such that we've got backup players in every position. The good news is Eric Peters is training again this week. He's available to play, although whether he'll get his place back, I don't know. So it might be a case of possibly Jay Rodriguez getting a start on Saturday, and Matty Vidra being there as an option from the bench as well. So just it'd be interesting to see how we do set up, whether we do go 4-4-2, whether we try and play a little bit different away from home and have a plan B. I think it's going to be a tricky game. I'm hopeful of getting a result, and I would predict a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, I kind of had that score. I had a score draw in my head as well. I think it feels like the first real test of the depth of our squad when hit by more than one injury, really. So we'll see who makes it for Saturday.
Fantasy Premier League update.
So now we move on to look at the Fantasy Premier League, which, you know, final reminder for anybody who hasn't picked their team and submitted it. If you listen to this in enough time, get that in. But looking back at the last game week, how did that finish up, and how's the No Name Never League looking, Dave?
We've got a new leader back at the top. Rob Greenwood has climbed his way back to the top of our fantasy league. with his team Ospina Colada, and he's broken the 500 points barrier. He's got 501 points, which is a psychological boost. He's holding off competition from Michael Freeman's Up the Clarets, who we've mentioned previously. They're in second place with 486 points, so a little bit of a gap there. And then we've got Tall Paul with his team Tall Paul, back up to third place on 481 points.
And what about the other end of the table?
Natalie's not here to defend herself this week, but she's still in the race for the wooden spoon, and she seems to have cemented her place back in the bottom three. But the highest placed of our No Near Never podcasters is our very own Richard Steele, who's doing reasonably well. He's in 13th place on 459 points, so still within striking distance of the top three.
Yeah, he seems to have got that team No Near Never first place kind of cemented at the minute. So who picked up the most points from game week 8 in our No Near Never league?
Yeah, looking down, it's actually Sam Martins, Lord of the Ings. I wonder whether he has former Claret Danny Ings as his automatically his captain of that team. He got 69 points, which was an impressive total last week. It was probably about double what I got, because I had a poor week last week, but I think I still only went down one place. I'm languishing about 10 places ahead of Natalie, so not doing too well, but there's a long way to go.
And did any Burnley players, I mean, we had a victory over Everton, obviously, in game week 8. Any Burnley players do enough to make the dream team that week?
We didn't quite, despite us winning, as you say, we didn't get any players into the game week 8 dream team, but the highest player overall in terms of points was Wolverhampton Wanderers Adama Traore. He got 16 points, so it proves that there are options for getting other players in to boost your points up, and it's a game of skill, isn't it? I mean, as we're finding out, I think some people are doing a lot better than others, but there is a long way to go, so we can hold out hope that there's room for improvement as the season goes on.
Absolutely. Well, we'll continue to follow the race to win the No Near Never podcast Fantasy Premier League, and obviously give you an update on our next preview show after game week 9 is all been completed.
Statman Dave's quiz question.
So finally this week, as we mentioned at the start, we have our weekly quiz question to leave you with. Dave, do you want to give us your quiz question for this week?
Yes, we've got a quiz question prepared. We did mention this game earlier in the podcast, but we didn't give away the answer, so hopefully some Burnley fans will remember back for this one. And the question is, who scored Burnley's goal in the 1-0 win at Leicester City in November 2007, which was also the Clarets' last away win against the Foxes? That's the one where Steve Davis was caretaker manager. You can always take a look at the Burnley stats page for some help or inspiration for our weekly quiz questions. I'll give you a short link for that. It's bit, that's B-I-T, .ly/ Burnley stats, and that's all in lowercase.
Very good. So if you know the answer to that, please tweet us at No Near Never, or post on our Facebook page, which is No Near Never, or you can email us at podcast@nonearnever.net. And as always, we'll give you the answer to the question at the start of our next preview show, which will be at the end of next week. So thank you very much today for joining me this evening. Short notice when Natalie pressed the panic button from her desk. Our biggest thanks, of course, go to you, the listener, for downloading and listening to this podcast. And hopefully this has got you back into the Burnley rhythm, ready for the match this Saturday afternoon away at Leicester. Godspeed to all Clarets who are making the journey down there to the King Power Stadium. And I'm sure you will, as you did last year, do us proud in respecting any memorial that there is for the former Leicester chairman this Saturday. This has been the preview show from the No Near Never podcast. Until next time.